Hello, Power Achievers, and welcome to Designing Your Life Today. This is everybody's favorite goal achievement strategist, Pat Council, and this is Wonderful Wednesday. I know I have been hit and miss in the last few weeks throughout this month or the last few days throughout the month of January, but we are going to get on track for my favorite month, which is February. Why? Because my birthday is in February and one of my favorite holidays, which is Valentine's Day, which represents a whole lot of love, not just for that in a romantic sense, even though that's what it's designed for, but in the sense of just the idea of love and the energy that it puts out into the air. So for those of you who say, oh, it's just commercialized, it's only commercialized if you let it be that, but you can make it be anything you want. So coming up in February, we will be back on track because I've been working on some really neat things and you guys are going to see it soon. It's taken me several months to get this in order and I think I'm about there. So hang in there with me. And with that being said, let's get on with our topic for today. I'm going to give you a simple goal setting secret. I mean, it is super simple. I know by now many of you are on your way achieving those amazing goals that you set. For those of you that set New Year's resolutions, I just want to ask you, how's that going for you? I hope you are on target, on track, and making it happen. Listen, turn it into an amazing goal setting or an amazing goal, or turn it into something that's exciting. And so that's my point. Let's get right to it. A simple goal setting secret is to be interested in the goal that you set. It's all about what you're interested in. And when you can connect your achievement to something that you're truly interested in, you're going to work at it. You're going to stay the course. And even if for whatever reason you step aside or you kind of fall off the wagon for a moment or you get off track, you're going to do what it takes to get back on track. You're going to make the right connections with the right people so that you can get on track. Why? Because this is something that you're interested in. So the simple secret is to set a goal that is in connection with something that you're interested in. Make sure that the goals that you set, well, are of interest to you. Something that excites you, something that kind of brings about joy, the idea of you achieving that goal, reaching that goal, is something that you're really interested in. For example, a lot of times people set fitness goals at the beginning of the year and they fizzle out. Why? Because they're kind of on autopilot, number one, because they say, okay, I can eat as much as I want during the holidays, but when it's time for me to get back on track, then, you know, January 1st or 2nd, I'm back in the game. So the reality of it is they're not that interested in becoming physically fit. They are kind of on autopilot. So the object of the game is to really become interested in your fitness. And how do you become interested in something? You have to discover the why behind whatever it is you're doing. You have to take a look at your value system. And once you look at your value system and you put your values in order, then the things that you're interested in, they're going to reveal themselves in a big way. So that's the exciting part about being interested in the goals that you set. And that's what makes it easier for you to achieve. Now, here comes the caveat, the bewares. The thing is, I don't want to mislead you guys and make you think that just because you set a goal that you're interested in, that it's not going to provide you with some challenges. Challenges comes with everything new, or when you're taking things up a notch, when you're going to that next level, there are always some new challenges involved. Why? Because there's a learning curve. The difference is the learning curve can be long and tedious when you are setting a goal that you're not interested in, a goal that's boring to you, a goal that someone else recommended to you, and versus setting a goal that you are excited about, that means something to you, that aligns with your value system, that really causes you to put your attention on bringing out the best that's in you. When you set goals based on an interest level, it positions you to come up with ideas and come up with strategies that will work for you, or to even come up with a strategy that might not work, but it gets you started. It puts you in the game. It gets you moving towards making something happen. When you set a goal based on what you're truly interested in, it makes it such that you'll build stronger, more authentic relationships. You'll make connections through so many different channels. Why? Because now this is something that you really want to do. You'll go outside your comfort zone and you will now automatically position yourself to win. It doesn't mean that, as I said, it's going to be easy. It doesn't mean that you won't have some challenges. It doesn't mean that you won't have to learn something new. It doesn't mean that you won't have to read some new books. You won't have to make some new connections. All of that most likely will have to take place, especially if you're going to a whole nother level. But what it does mean is that because you're interested in it, you're going to set a goal that's meaningful. And when you set a goal that's meaningful, it makes it a lot easier for you to open your mind and to open your heart to something new and to really put your attention on making this goal happen and to be very intentional about making the goal happen. In other words, your desire has gone to a whole nother level. Your desire to even take your intelligence to another level, if that's what's necessary. Everything is amplified. So when you start to define your interests and what you're interested in, which this is a great time to give you a power action, take the time to know exactly what you're interested in. Because when you can define your interests, this is going to help you to become more effective. And that is what will make goal setting easier, but also it makes you stay the course with your goal achievement. No matter what kind of challenges you encounter, you will continue to go back to the drawing board. See, I don't ever want to give anyone the impression that just because you set a goal, that it doesn't mean that you will achieve it. What it does mean is that you now have created an intentional focus, but and you now have positioned yourself to ask yourself some questions, some very powerful questions, very poignant questions that will cause you to give yourself answers, that will cause you to expand your way of thinking, to expand your way of living, to want a more of that quality of a quality lifestyle and to go for it. So the power action, as I said, take the time to define what are you interested in. Make a list of everything that you're interested in. Then take a look at the goals that you set for 2018. If you say, oh no, I set goals, they all have to do with my business. Well, I hope you're interested in your business. I hope the business that you're in, it excites you. And if not, I'm not telling you to let that business go. That's your decision. That's your call. You're a grown up. However, what I am saying is that if you choose to stay in that business and you find that what you're interested in doesn't match the business and the goals that you set for that business, then perhaps you could align the business with your interest levels or the things that you're interested in. So you can make some changes in the business that will bring into play some of the things that you're excited about and some of the things that interest you. And this makes it easier for you to stay the course when it comes to achieving your goals. Defining your interests, it's going to help you just really take your effectiveness to a whole nother level. And it's going to help you understand more about your purpose. And when you can understand more about your purpose, now your passion, it automatically kicks in. It comes into play and you're excited, not just about achieving the goal, but you're excited about the process of achieving the goal, the steps that you have to go through, the people that you have to align yourself with, and the new things that you have to learn. So you're excited about that and you really are going to stay the course. So when you can truly define what you're interested in, now you are all about purpose. You are automatically passionate. You ever heard of someone say, I don't know what I'm passionate about? I have to find my passion. Well, if you don't know what you're passionate about, then try discovering what you're interested in. And when you take a look at what you're interested in and consider that, now it becomes a lot easier for you to be fully engaged in your purpose. And when you can do that, this is going to help you develop more, let's say, fruitful relationships, those relationships that are more productive in your life. You're going to produce something great into others, the lives of others, and they're going to bring something great into your life. So you guys are really going to connect on a whole nother level. So defining and determining what you're interested in is vital to your process of connecting and developing relationships that will allow you to grow, that will allow you to fully express your life to the point where you can achieve your goals. Listen, we are super dedicated this year to helping you get to where it is you want to be. And if it meant me taking a little extra month, and I've been working on this for several months, but if it meant taking a little extra time to bring you something that's strong, that's powerful, then I'm okay with that. So I hope you're okay with that too. And all year long, we want to introduce the idea of peace, power, and plenty through performance and productivity, which comes about through first discovering what you're really interested in, what excites you, and what you really want to be connected to. Keep in mind that when you connect with others, that you are connecting based on some kind of commonality. And when that commonality comes forward, now you are in a position where you can make something really great happen. Hey, listen, that's all I have for you guys. But before we wrap up, I just want to remind you of a couple of things. Number one, if you have not liked our Facebook page, go to Designing Your Life Today on Facebook and click that like button. And remember, it's Designing Your Life Today. And you'll see my picture there. And so you can click that like button and hang out with us. And also, I want us to engage a little bit more, connect more, because I want to understand more about what you need to achieve your goals this year. I'm really serious about helping a lot of people achieve their goals. Our goal was to have 1 million people doing life with power. But can you imagine if 1 million people are actually achieving their goals on some level? That's exciting. That's a great goal. So we're going to put our attention on our first 1,000. And you can help us with that by going to our Facebook page and sharing your achievement story. And if you picked up a tip from Designing Your Life Today, please share that also and invite others to listen to our show throughout this year, because we're going to really bring some, it's going to be powerful information, but it's going to be information to help them establish that peace and that plenty and that power in their lives, and to feel comfortable and being productive at the same time. So it's going to be really awesome throughout this year. So share your story, share your achievement story on our Facebook page. And even if you didn't learn anything from Designing Your Life Today, still share an achievement story, a level that you've achieved. And we want to know that you are making it happen. Our goal is to just help as many people as possible. It's time, you guys, don't you think? I think it is. Anyway, you guys, go to our Facebook page, click the like button, and we're going to engage with you more. Also, we have some new things coming up on our website that will help you get the answers to some of the challenges that you might be having in early this year in on your goal achievement journey. We want to make sure that you get unstuck and get back in the game as soon as possible. If you have not registered for our Power Up Today newsletter, you want to get that. Our first newsletter is going to go out in a couple of weeks. And you guys want to be sure that you get that first newsletter, because it's going to be really great. And we're going to have a lot of a lot of great tips, but they're going to be easy to follow, easy to implement. And it's going to help you really get that clarity on your ability to achieve. Your confidence is going to get some boosting throughout this entire year in our newsletter. So make sure you hang out with our Power Up Today newsletter, because we've got some really great perks also we're going to be mentioning in that newsletter, and a lot of great tools coming up that will help you, or a few major tools, I should say, that will help you to achieve your goals and make it happen. How exciting. Hey, you guys, that's all I have for you today. Once again, I want you to enjoy this wonderful Wednesday, and remember to do life with power.